I'm here on a special edition of the Green Room with Joe. Joe, nice to see you this morning.
Great to see you too, Kim.
So we're going to talk to you a bit about your career background to kick off. So as I understand it, you've run a number of businesses and been in leadership roles for a long time, but as I sort of stalked you a little, I found out that you started most of these businesses. You're a founder, really, aren't you? You're a bit of an entrepreneur. Can you give us a bit of an overview of your business history?
Sure. So I am a bit of a serial entrepreneur. I've had this is my third business now, which I founded and was CEO for. And it's really all around business strategy, consumer strategy is kind of my passion as well as healthcare. So it was sort of some stepping stones. And I feel like the roles that I've played and the companies I've run really have given me such an amazing background to the role that I fulfill today in BOD. So the previous businesses have been a advertising and marketing agency, and I fulfilled mostly the strategic role as well as the CEO role. I also had a software company, which was again in very much that communication space as the internet and that type of market was evolving. So that was really exciting to be at the forefront of that. I guess uniquely, I sold both those businesses coincidentally, literally within the same month of each other. And, strategy, business strategy and corporate strategy is something I'm really passionate about and love. And overriding that is a love of well-being and healthcare. And in the past, I've worked on some fairly large global brands in that space as well. And that passion took me to set up what is BOD today. And it's quite funny when I look back and one of the questions you ask is that journey when it began and versus where it is now. And it's actually, we've held quite true to that vision, which was we wanted to differentiate ourselves by the product that we brought to market, and it begins with the API. So for those that don't know, it's the active, pharmaceutical ingredient or an extract, but we believe that's the power is to start there. And then obviously, consumer offerings around that. But we're very much a science-led business that drives our product innovation for our business.
So speaking of innovation, when we do look at your timeline of your career, you're actually earlier than most. So in those marketing businesses, in the email marketing and comms businesses, you were building and selling earlier than most. And again, here you are, have done it in the cannabis industry. You're earlier than most. What grit does that take, or what leadership style do you have to kind of be in these industries before many people see that it's even coming? What reserves do you pull on?
It's a hard one to answer simply, but I think it has to start with passion. I mean, people talk about that, but I live by that. It's what you're passionate about and what you believe in, and I have this fundamental view about the opportunity in the hemp plant, the all-encompassing hemp plant, in terms of its health benefits. So it's just an absolute belief, and it's an area of interest that that plant medicine can be a real solution for people when other, approved drugs have not been able to fulfill that. So I'm incredibly excited about, this industry. It is new, as you say, it's evolving. And I think that, passion and grit does sustain me, and I guess it begins the journey, and it's only passion and grit that keeps you there through the bumps in the road as well.
So, Joe, you mentioned an interesting word in there. You said the word interest. So I'd love to know what's piquing your interest or keeping you really curious at the moment.
I guess what we're really interested in is evolving the different types of extracts that we're working with. The existing API, CBD product that we're working with is exclusive to us, but now we're looking at expanding that portfolio into areas like CBG and CBN. So these other actives we believe have some really interesting health benefits. And so we're starting to evolve the portfolio of products and extracts that we're working with. And that's really piquing our interest. The other thing that's really interesting in this industry is the novel delivery formats in which we, encapsulate the CBD or these other actives because of the very nature of it. It's lipophilic and therefore there's some challenges around bioavailability. So they're the things that we're talking about internally and where we see we can really add value, and we're really excited about those two things.
So you sound like someone who's running a business. The entire business is on a growth trajectory. There's a mission mindset to accomplish a lot. So when we talk about businesses growing, we need a team to support that. And I've noticed that you've got quite a few women in the leadership team over there. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Look, I think that I reflected on this question as well. And I think in any new industry, it starts with, it doesn't have the biases that other industries might have. And so, I definitely think the cannabis industry is a really exciting, inclusive industry that people can become part of. And, I don't just talk about gender, I talk about diversity, inclusion. And I'm really proud to say that, BOD is a really good example about a company that has diversity and inclusion, including empowered women in our executive team. And it is a great industry. I think it offers enormous opportunities for many different types of people with different skill sets. So, yeah, I'm proud that BOD has a really good representation of genders and diversity in our business, and we harness those cultures and attitudes to grow the business.
Well, we're proud of you too. I guess for people who are sort of seeing that, yes, this industry supports women and it's a great opportunity, have you got any tips around how people could work on their culture and create a business or space where women or diversity can thrive?
We believe that, the whole drive around diversity and inclusion starts with culture and starts at the top. So it's a fundamental thing that a leadership team or a leader has to embody. And I think if it's part of your culture, it becomes part of the place, it becomes part of the value set. In terms of creating an environment, though, that supports women in leadership, I think it's about flexibility, trust, and I think that flexibility and trust is key, and being supportive in, enabling us to sort of fulfill obligations that we might have outside the workplace, but, absolutely have a very clear remit of what the business expects of you, so that, we trust our employees, we entrust our executives to execute, and we have quarterly reviews, we have lots of structures in place to really ensure that everyone understands the goals, they share the vision, and then they're empowered to execute. Around that, you can offer flexibility. I mean, in one of our quarterly reviews, the conversation came up around flexibility and work from home. And I know that one of my female executives said to me, it's been a game changer in my life, being able to just have this little bit of flexibility, because I felt like I could be a mum as well as, a great contributor in BOD. So, for her to say it was a game changer in her life, I think is incredibly important. And obviously all of that drives satisfaction, workplace satisfaction.
You're also, I guess, explaining when you're talking about flexibility and trust, the future of work, and that's what everyone's talking about during the sort of COVID period that we're in. Do you see this, that successful businesses will adopt that or die?
I think that the whole discussion around, working from home and flexibility, it has to be it's not one or the other. It has to be a combination. you know, and to continue to offer flexibility from work at home, but also there needs to be the interaction in the office space or whatever that really looks like now. I sort of imagine it as sort of a work hub, a kind of a different environment that we might come together and collaborate. But I do think you need the in-person collaboration to create culture and drive, you know, progress. But absolutely, I think it's a combination of both. And I think the whole workplace will be really interesting as we rethink that in this day and age. But we need to learn to live with, I guess, the challenges with COVID that it presented. And I think there's lots of silver linings out of that.
And so while we look at your business, BOD is doing incredibly well in diversifying and great women in leadership. Do you look at the broader cannabis industry and see that it's strong in the same areas as well?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think certain countries might have slightly different, you know, like, for example, you know, the industry really started in Canada and it really started from the growing kind of sector. So, you know, different countries might have slightly different skews, but I think in general it's, you know, by the very nature of the industry it is and the evolving nature of the business it is, it's bringing really interesting people and diverse people.
And does Australia stack up, do you think, in bringing a diverse mix of thinking people and leadership as an industry?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of, you know, not only ourselves, you know, we're in the UK, Netherlands and Italy, and we're going into the US and even my peers, you know, I think, you know, we have a really strong position in those European markets and that's really exciting. So, yeah, I think we're you know, we represent a strong group, the Australians.
We do. And just finally, Jo, I guess if you could go back in time, sometimes I think I wish we all could, what would you tell yourself pre-IPO when this business was a seed of an idea, before you sort of set on this path, what would you tell yourself? And from that, maybe we can glean some tips for others who are entering the industry.
So my outcome is I want to give you a tip or someone who's listening a tip. But, you know, in terms of where we started, you know, we really wanted to explore owning our own API. And so that vision has remained the same effectively. But, you know, starting a private company and then taking it public when it really it's a startup is tough. But it's tough whether you do private equity or capital markets and there's bumps in the road, but I'm a better leader today for all the bumps and for all the lessons. And, you know, I guess that's, you know, when things do get tough, it takes grit, it takes commitment, and it takes, you know, clarity of what you're trying to do as a business. And I think focus is really important when you're a startup. You know, you start sort of having fairly broad vision, if you like, because, you know, you need to keep a few balls in the air. But as you have, as you grow, it is important to remain very clear and focused on what you're trying to achieve. So I don't know if that helps, but, you know, I think passion, grit and focus all becomes really important.
And I think, yeah, importantly, what you said there, that clarity of vision. So while you're juggling a lot of balls, if you're really clear about where you're going and you can lead your team through those bumps, I think that's an excellent tip. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sometimes people go, oh, you know, there's another new shiny toy, let's go do that. But, you know, it's about coming back to, you know, really what's going to make you different, successful? How are you going to build value for shareholders? Where are the assets? Where's the revenue, et cetera?
There's your love of corporate strategy just shining through, moving forwards. Jo Patterson, it was so nice to talk to you today. Thank you for joining us on the Green Room.
Thanks, Kim. Thanks a lot for your time.